And we start by the two dots at the top of Ayin Bet Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, or is quoting the Mishnah, which says, "Kotzumim mipnei atziyot, mipnei beit avel, mipnei beit midrash." My time. Why is that ktsira allowed, and why is that not a violation of reshit ktsirchem? It says because it says ktsirchem amarachmano velo ktsir mitzvah. It says that it has to be reshit ktsirchem. So that's only when it's ktsir of reshut. But if it's ktsir of mitzvah, it's accepted. Now this would favor one of the interpretations of Rashi in the Mishnah. Rashi brought two interpretations down the Mishnah, the Gabei Netiyot. He says by Netiyot, either, number one, Netiyot means it was planted in a Sde Ilan, and therefore it's not ra'ui to bring the Omer from there. The second day that he brought down was that it's in a Sde Kilayim, and you're removing every Kilayim. This explanation in the Gemara would favor that second reasoning because it's saying here that the reason for all of these is Ktsir Chem Amarachman Velo Ktsir Mitzvah, which implies that these three were because of Ktsir Mitzvah. Could argue that the Gemara is just quoting that piece of the Mishnah. It's only going in Beit Avel and Beit Midrash. But it seems like that it's going all three of them, and therefore it would favor the second interpretation that Rashi brought down. The Netiyot means that it was in Este Ilan, and therefore it was Kilayim. Velo Yasek Krichot Avel Minichan Tzvataim. Can't make them into bundles, tied bundles, but you can leave them in piles or roll them up. My daima, the kama de efshar lo tarchina. All right, if we do whatever is necessary, but we don't go too far. Whatever we can minimize, we do the minimum of. All right, so now mitzvah de omer lavi min hakama. So this gemara becomes very important, and the remainder of the gemara here is going to become very important. Gabe a major machloket geonim rishonim about svirat omer, which is Tana banan. So the Mishnah says that it's mitzvah to bring the Omer min hakama from standing grain. So it says, because at the end of the pasuk it already tells us that it's a minchat bikurim. So why do I need the beginning of the pasuk also tell me that it's a minchat bikurim? The Mar lefish mitzvah Omer lavi min hakama, to tell you that it has to come from that which is standing. Minayim shem lo matzam min hakama yavi min haomrim. How do I know if you don't find standing grain that you bring it from those that are piled up? Tomalomar takriv. The word extra takriv here, takriv minchat bikurim. That takriv comes to teach me no matter what. Even if it's not minakama. Dvaracher, takriv. The fish mitzvah lahavi minalach. Supposed to bring from that which is moist and fresh. Iminayin shalom matzah minalach yavi minayavish. He doesn't find that which is moist, he brings from that which is dried out. Tomalomar takriv. Again, the word takriv means no matter what. Tavar acher takriv. The fish mitzvah tolik tzor bilaylo. Mitzvah is to cut at night. Minayim shim nixar bayom kasher. How do I know if that you cut it during the day, it's also kasher. V'doche et ha-shabbat. And also that it's doche et shabbat. Tamalomar takriv. Takriv. So that tells you, takriv tells you that you do it any way around. Takriv. Now the Gemara is going to go through. Takriv koshu. Takriv mikol makom. Takriv afilu b'shabbat. Takriv afilu b'tumah. So each one of these, takriv v'koshu, is even min ha'omrim, even from those that are not attached to the ground. Takriv mikol makom is even far away from Yushalayim, which also probably is referencing the lach and the yavesh. The reason we said before you bring it from the karov is so that it won't be mit yavesh. We said mavirin al mitzvot, and also because it won't be mit yavesh. Takriv afilu b'shabbat, that it's doche shabbat, and takriv afilu b'tumah, that it's doche tumah. So therefore, the Gemara here lays out a picture, which is that which is enumerated in our Mishnah is all lechatchila. But if you can't do lechatchila, then we have these options, and that's based on the word takriv, that's mikol makom. Also know that it's doche shabbat and doche tuma. So now, nixo beyom kasher. So the Gemara can now continue. Wait, if you do it during the day, it's kasher, ratznan. Right, this raises a major issue, and this is the Mishnah from Megillah. The Mishnah of Megillah tells us that kol alaylo kasher lektzirat omer, olaktir chalavim veivarim. That all night, the Mishnah actually begins with things that are Kolayom, kasher kolayom. Anything that's a mitzvah during the day, kolayom, it's mitzvato. The second half of that Mishnah Megillah is that anything that's kolalayla, anything that's a mitzvah layla, kolalayla kasherla. So what are those items that are kolalayla? Tzirat omer, ulaktir, chalavim, veivarim. And to do the evarim and the chalavim on the mizbeach at night. Then the Mishnah lays out a principle, and this is an important principle, zeklal. Davar shemitzvato kolayom, kasher kolayom. Anything that's a mitzvah during the day, kasher all day. Tavar shemitzvah do balayla, kasher kol alayla. And anything that's a mitzvah at night is kasher kol alayla. Ktani, layla dumna diyom. Layla is similar to day. Ma diyom balayla lo. When it says it's good during the day and all day, it means day only and not night. After layla, when it says it's kosher at night, biyom nami lo. So that's telling you that during the night it's good, but during the day it's no good. So if I look at that Mishnah, the way the Mishnah is laid out in Megillah, I now have Tzirat Omer, which is a mitzvah at night, Kol Anai Laila is Kosher, but the implications from that Mishnah are that during the day, you may not do Tzirat Omer. Our Mishnah indicates that you could, B'yom Katzer, Katzer B'yom Kosher. So if our Mishnah is saying that during the day it's Kosher B'diavid, if a Mishnah in Megillah, which is saying no, Tzirat Omer is only at night, not during the day. So Amar Rabbo, Lo Kasho, no question. Ha Rabbi, Ha Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. We have two different authors to these Mishnayot. There's Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon. One of them believes that it's kosher during the day, one of them believes it's not kosher during the day. It's a little cryptic, we have a bright, and we have to infer from that that that's their opinion. Titania, Ayomer, Omeidu Makriv Minchat Omer, Vinit Mate. He was standing there bringing the Omer, and all of a sudden became Tamei. Im Yesh Acheret, Omer Lo Havei Acheret Achtea. If we have a replacement, we have another Omer, then we bring it in its place. If not, we say, be quiet, do what you have to do, and finish off the Omer. Now, there are a couple of things to focus on. One is that if it's Tamei, we just said before, when it comes to the Omer, it's Afilu Bituma, because we have either Tuma Hujra B'tzibur or Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. So therefore, why does he have to replace it? If he has the Omer there, it's Tamei, let him go ahead and finish it. So the answer is easy. If you think that it's Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur, then you understand it. Because Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur means that if it must be this way, we allow you to do it B'tuma. But if you have an alternative, then we let make you do the alternative. And that's exactly what we just said here. If you can find the other Omer, go ahead and bring the Omer. But if not, do it B'tuma. So that sounds like Tuma Dechuya B'tzibur. Tosfos, on the other hand, says that it's even the Mandalmar Tuma Hocher B'tzibur. Over here, it's different. Because, as opposed to, for instance, the Karban Tamid. If you say the Karban Tamid is Hucha B'tzibur, that's a Karban Olah. So you bring it and it's all done, because whatever you put on the Mizbech is done, everything else is Nisrach. On the other hand, when it comes to the Omer, there's a Shiraim. The Shiraim is you bring the Komets on the Mizbech, the Shiraim are Ner Chalim, La Kohanim. Well, if you say Tuma Hucha B'tzibur and go ahead and do the Omer, the Kohanim won't be able to eat from it, because it's Tameh. On the other hand, if you make an effort to get it B'tahara, the Kohanim will be able to eat from it. So Tosfos says, even according to the Mandamar, Tuma Hucha B'tzibur over here, will still look for the option to do it B'tahara, so that the Kohanim can eat from it, so they can eat from the Shirai. So that would be according to both Hucha B'tzibur or the Chuya B'tzibur, that's the reason we're looking for the alternative. Now, what is the alternative that we're looking for? He says, it seems to be that he should go out, he coats there more, bring it, and do the Omer from that, if he has more to be kotzer. Implications are from Divrei Rabbi that you could be kotzer b'yom and it would be kasher. That's the Gemara, what the Gemara is trying to infer from this Braita. You can go out and kotzer. Whereas, Belazer Rabbi Shimon Omer, ben kach, Omer Rabbi, pikeach v'shatok. Go ahead, do it. Don't say anything. Shekola Omer sheniktzar shalok mitzvato pasul. Any Omer that's not niktzar ki mitzvato, meaning at night, is pasul. So the Gemara's conclusion from this is, Rabbi believes that tzirat Omer during the day is kasher. Belazer Rabbi Shimon believes that tzirat Omer at night is only okay, during the day is not okay, and therefore it's pasul unless you do whatever you brought before, and that's why you have to do it bituma. That would explain the different Mishnayot. Our Mishnah is going to be authored by Rabbi. The Mishnah Megillah is going to be authored by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Now, they're contemporaries. Remember, Rabbi and Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon are contemporaries. They both learned under Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is the son of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, and Rabbi is a Talmid of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So Amar Rabbi Barchan, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'shitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo shel Aviv Amra. Elazar Rabbi Shimon holds like Rabbi Akiva, who's the Rebbe of his father. And we had this before, because Rabbi Akiva has Chamisha Talmidim. After all his Talmidim die, then he has five Talmidim afterwards. One of those Talmidim is Rabbi Shimon, which is Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. And Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon is his son. So that's it. So Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon b'shitat Rabbi Akiva Rabbo shel Aviv Amra. It's not. Klal Amar Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva has a general principle. Kol melacha shevsar la'osotam erev Shabbat, eino docheta Shabbat. Anything you can do before Shabbat is not docheta Shabbat. And there he's talking about Mila. This is in the din of Mila. And it says if you could do it beforehand, it's not docheta Shabbat. Basic premise, or basic differentiation that I would draw over here is that anything that is a chelik min mitzvah, that you can do on Shabbat. Anything that's a hechsher mitzvah, you can't, because that's something that could have been prepared before a Shabbat. That's the basic difference. But the Gemara here is not going to differentiate that way. I'm just making the point because I think that's the easiest way to understand it. Gemara here is going to differentiate in a slightly different way. What? Yeah, in Milah, that's machlokes, whether Hechshe Milah or Docher or not. V'savrala, Rabbi Shmuel, Domer, Ktzira Domer, Mitzvah. And he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, that Ktzira Domer is a mitzvah. The Tanan, Rabbi Shmuel, Omer, Macharish Rishut, Av Katzir Rishut. When he holds like Rabbi Shmuel, when it comes to the Pasuk, Becharish, Bekatzir, Tishbot, Over there, he says it's talking about the din of Shabbat. And in din of Shabbat, he's saying that the only thing that is not allowed on Shabbat is Charish v'katzir de Rishut. Yitzak Tzirat Omer shehi mitzvah, which is dochet to Shabbat. So number one, we know that Tzirat Omer is a mitzvah, it's dochet to Shabbat. Number two, we know that you can only be dochet Shabbat for something that you couldn't otherwise do at another time. V'yisak adata niktzar shalok mitzvato kasher. If you believe that when you do the Tzirat Omer shalok mitzvato, what's mitzvato at night? Do shalok mitzvato kasher, amai dachi Shabbat. Then why should be dochet Shabbat? Niktzarei me'erev Shabbat. Do the Tzirat before Shabbat, Ella mididochi Shabbat. From that, when you sin that it's dochi Shabbat, Shema Mina, Nitzar Shlok Mitzvato Pasul. So therefore, you have to do it on Shabbat. So the conclusion here from the Gemara is that there's a correlation between the fact that if Ktzirat Omer is Doche Shabbat, and it's a mitzvah to do only at night, then it must mean that if you do the Ktzirat Omer at the wrong time, then that's not a good Ktzirah. And that's why Rabbi, we just said, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon has the opinion that Ktzirat Omer, Shalom Bizmano, is not kasher. Because it's always like Rabbi Akiva, and we see from the Din in Shabbos that if it's only allowed, if it's Doche Shabbat, it's clear that it must be mitzvah Bizmano. What's interesting here is that the one who argues on Rabbi Shimon about what the interpretation of Ktzirat Omer over there is, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is of the opinion there that when it comes to Macharish Rishut Achatzir Rishut, Rabbi Akiva is one who darshans it for Harish V'Katzir of Erev Shvit and Motzei Shvit. So he holds, here we said, oh, he holds like Rabbi Akiva, the Rebbe of his father. But he only holds like him in one issue, which is this issue of Dochet Shabbat. He doesn't hold like him in the issue of Ktzirat Omer here, that this pasuk is talking about Ktzirat Omer and not talking about Shvi'it. That's interesting that Gemara terms it in that way. But anyway, based on that, Blazer Rabbi Shimon's opinion is premised on this fact, that it's Doche Shabbat, it's only good as Zmano, and that's it. That's how we understand him. Now you could have differentiated, it's easy to see how you could differentiate that, like presents Brit Milah. Brit Milah, you can't do it before the 8th day. If you do it before the 8th day, it's Ois Milah, it's not Milah. After the 8th day, it's Milah Shalom Bizmana. So you could have differentiated here, the Gemara does not distinguish in this way. They're true. If you do the Omer on Erev Shabbat, Tzirat Omer on Erev Shabbat is not Tzirah. Whereas if you do Tzirah on Shabbos, it's day, B'Yom Shabbat. And then after Shabbat is passed, that Mizman Tzirah is passed, then it's Tzirah B'Diavet, meaning that it's Tzirah Shalom Bizmana. You could have argued that the Gemara does not differentiate at all and says that Kol Shelo Bizmano is all in one category, whether before Ktzira or after Ktzira. They probably do that because of the other piece of the Mishnah, which says that in Matzah Bel Marim, Kasher. That if you find it in the piles, then it's Kasher, meaning that it was already Niktzar beforehand. They probably do that and not differentiate. There is room to me that I see that you could have differentiated. Gemara does not draw that line at all. Now, the Gemara says, wait a minute. V'Rebbe lav Talmid de Rebbe Shimon hu? Wait, Rebbe is not a Talmid of Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai? Here you're suggesting that Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon follows the sheet of his father, who's the sheet of Rebbe Akiva, his Rebbe. But what about Rabbi? Rabbi was also a Talmid of Rebbe Shimon bar Yochai. V'Atanya. That when we wanted to go wash in the Mayan, we used to skip with our towels and our shemen from the chatzerot to the gagim, and the gagim to the kapafiot, which are the yards. Kapafiot, the kafir acher, ad shunu magin the Mayan, shanu chutzimbo, till we got to the spring that we washed in. Why is that? Because he holds all those areas are considered to be one reshut. Since they're a single reshut, you can go between them, and it's not considered carrying on Shabbat. So Gemara says, the Gemara brings down in Brachot, the Rebbe used to go take a shvitz in the Merchat. Gemara asks, how could it be? Gemara says, it was before the time of the Gzeira. It's the same thing over here. This is all pre the time of the Gzeira. The Gzeira was a later introduction. So Sarah like Idach the Rabbi Shimon. No, he holds like the other din of Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. The Tanya. Amar Rabbi Shimon bore kama chaviva mitzvah b'sha'ata. Now let's see how great a mitzvah is in its moment. Shari yekter chalavim ve'evarim k'sharim kol alayla. We just said that from the Mishnah in Megillah. It says that you can put on the evarim and the chalavim kol alayla. V'loyam mimtim le'en rajitech shach. Yet, when you brought the karban tamid on Shabbat, so what you'd have done, you have an option here. I bring the Korban Tamid on Shabbat, I have to put the Evarim and the Chalavim on the Mizbeach. I can put them on Shabbat, or I can put them on after Shabbat. After Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, is it Kasher? Yes. So why not wait? Why violate Shabbat? Shemekai Yachsai says, look, see how great Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Chaviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita to show you that even it's Doche Shabbat. So that's what Rabbi holds like also over here. Rabbi says that it's Doche Shabbat, even though you could have done it before Shabbat. Even though you could have done it Shlo Bizmano, but nevertheless, do it on Shabbat, because chaviva mitzvah b'shaita, just like by the evarim and the chalavim that you put on mizbeach, so too over here. So ela ve'Rabbi Elazar ve'Rabbi Shimon lo shmi alei. Elazar Rabbi Shimon, the son of Rabbi Shimon Yochai, didn't hear this din of Rabbi Shimon by Yochai, but Rabbi heard this din and Rabbi Elazar Shimon didn't hold of it. Ela shani atam sheridachta shchita to Shabbat. It's a very interesting concept. That since there's already a Dchiyat Shabbat for the Shechitat Tamid, we say basically Hutra, and therefore you can put the Evarim and Chalavim on the Zbech on Shabbat. But over here, no. Ksirat Omer is the beginning of the process. Well, the Rabbi Achinam Dachta Shechitat Shabbat. So what about Rabbi? He also has that problem. So Gemara says, you're right, Eno Chanami. Elo Kasava Rabbi Ksirat Omer lo Dachya Shabbat. That Rabbi holds that Ksirat Omer is not Dochya Shabbat at all. Hello? Is that really true? Whether it's Shabbat or Chol, b'shlosha
anashim,
b'shlosh kupot, b'shlosh magalot. Again, d'lo k'rabi. U'b'shabbat yomar lahem Shabbat zu, and they omeim hein, d'lo k'rabi. Which means all the mishnayot in our parak are not like Rabbi. Right, he thinks that it's not Doche Shabbat at all. Therefore, he doesn't run into this problem of Shalom Zmano is kasher. Hey, no, Chanami, Shalom Zmano is kasher. If Shalom Zmano is kasher, then it shouldn't be obviously Doche Shabbat. Says, hey, no, Chanami, it's not Doche Shabbat. Rabbi believes that the Ksirat Omer is not Doche Shabbat. That's right. Let's finish up the Gemara and then we'll get into the halacha side of it. But first of all, just to note that here in the Gemara, we passed the Gemara in Yevamot, which is one of the Iker Gemaras, the Gemara in Yevamot, Samach Bet. Is the Gemara about the Sfira that Rabbi Akiva had 24,000 students that all died ben Pesach le'atzeret, and then they stopped on Lag BaOmer or Pros Atzeret, whatever that means. So that's Pros Atzeret. They stopped dying, which sounds like it was Lag BaOmer, and then afterwards says Nishtacha Kol HaTorah. Rashi quotes over here that all the Torah was Nishtacha Chmi Klal Yisrael ad. Until when Rabbi Akiva reestablished his students through five Talmidim. Those five Talmidim were Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yehuda bar Ilai. So those are the five Talmidim. And that's what Rashi quotes over here from Yevamos. He says, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Akiva, Tamar, Rabbi Yomot, Perek Abal, Vimto, Vayar Olam Shameim, Adjibar Rabbi Akiva. That the world was empty after all the students died. There was no Torah until Rabbi Akiva came and he reestablished the Torah through his five Talmidim. Who became all the stamim. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. They go back, goes there, Stam Sifra, Stam Sifri, all those of his Talmidim are the stam of all the Tanaic works. So there we have just the Inyon of the Yom, since it's Lag BaOmer on Sunday. And today has a feeling of Lag BaOmer because of Kabbalah Shabbos. You can do some of the things, even the Jalad on Lag BaOmer. Just to mention the Gemara back from Yevamot Samach Bet about the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva and why Lag BaOmer is such a special day. All right, now the Gemara continues, and then after that we'll get into the major machlokus in halacha over here, which is the Gemara says, "Nixar b'yom kasher v'dochet haShabbat." Mach ma'itlei damar nixar b'yom kasher. Who's the one who says that when you nixar b'yom it's kasher? Rabbi. Viktani dochet haShabbat. Our Mishnah says that nixar b'yom is kasher, but also says it's dochet haShabbat. You just concluded that Rabbi believes that it's not dochet haShabbat. So my lab the ktsira that the ktsira is dochet haShabbat. Lo la krava. That the krav is dochet shabbat, ktsira lo, right? And the ktsira is not dochet shabbat. Batanya, Rabbi, Omer, Rabbi Deber Moshe, Modei Hashem, Matal Malomar. Why do you have this extra pasuk that Moshe told him about Modei Hashem? That's how the parsha begins. We only know by the korban tamid and the pesach that they're dochet shabbat because it says b'moado b'moado. No matter what, it has to be done on time. No matter what, so therefore the tamid and the pesach, which are kavu lahem zman, they're dochet shabbat. Vafilu b'Shabbat, b'Moado, vafilu b'Tumah. So Moado teaches you vafilu b'Shabbat, Moado vafilu b'Tumah. Shar kabanot tzibor minayin. How do we know that everything else by the kabanot tzibor? How do we know? Tamal Omar, ilo tu'asul Hashem b'Moadeichem. All of these you should do b'Moadeichem. All kabanot tzibor have that din. Minayin the rabota omer, vakarevimo. How do I know the omer and all that comes with it, the olot that come alongside with it? Shtei alechem, vakarevimahem, the shtei alechem and the olot and shlamim that come along with them. The pasuk already establishes zman for all of them, and therefore, kol korbanat tzibur, that's kavul azman, is dochet haShabbat and dochet haTumah. So Gemara says, lamai, ilay melak krova, you know melak krova, shtei alechem bnei akrova, ninu. What are you talking about? Shtei lechem are not brought on the Mizbeach. Shtei lechem are eaten by the Kohanim. The Kivsei Atzeret end up on the Mizbeach, but not the Shtei lechem. El pshitu l'tchina v'harkada. That it's all in the preparation process. And by Omer it would be the same with the Ktzira. Here you have Rabbi bring down a Memra, and it sounds like it's Dochet Shabbat. And before you concluded it, Rabbi says it's not Dochet Shabbat. Ella, no, Omer l'akravah, shtei lechem l'afiyah. No, it's not talking about Ktzira, it's talking about hakravah, shtei lechem l'apnei hakravah l'afiyah, to bake them. It says, v'kasavah Rebbe tanur mikadesh, that the terms mikadesh, yafi l'metmol ifsi l'abelino. Rabbi blows it. The tonor is mikdash, therefore you can't prepare it for Shabbat, and you have to do it on Shabbat. Tamar says, "V'sover Rabbi tonor mikdash." Does Rabbi really hold that the tonor is mikdash? V'atanya kipsi atzeret ein mikdashim etalechem elish shchita. Shtei lechem only be kasher when the shchita is done. Ketzav shachtan lishman mizrak teman lishman kidesh alechem. Shachtan shelo lishman mizrak teman shelo lishman no kidesh alechem. So if you do the shchita properly, you do the zrika properly, the lechem is nitkadesh. If you don't do it properly, it's not nitkadesh. Shachtan lishman zarak deman shalol lishman alechem kadosh ve'eno kadosh tibi Rabbi. If he does the shchita but not the zrika, then it's kind of kadosh because he did the shchita right, but the kibbutz etzer didn't get finished. So therefore, it is kadosh but not kadosh. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon Omer, find another machlokas between them. Lo olam eino kadosh ad shichkod lishman v'zrok deman lishman. You need both to be lishma. So Rav Nachman ba'yisro kukful of lo kukful kamar. Not that that's mekadosh the shtei lechem. The shtei lechem already needs kadosh to be posel and have dushet aguf when they were in the tanur. Hopeful is that they become attached to these specific kivsei atzeret. It happens to shchita. Shchita is kuveya that these shtei lechem belong to these kivsei atzeret. Otherwise, you could have switched them onto another set of kivsei atzeret. You can't switch them. That they are now established to be the shtei lechem and connected to these kivsei atzeret. That happens to shchita. So we're talking about here about them becoming kadosh. Not talking about the nitkadesh b'dushet aguf. That happens in the tanur. Talking about here is that they're nikva to be connected to the kivsei atzeret aydei shchita, and that's a different concept or a different category. But ain't achanami that Rabbi believes that the tanur is mikadesh. So here we have a conclusion in the Gemara that the Stam Mishnah here in Menachot says that nixar balaylo shelo nixar balaylo v'nixar b'yom kasher. So the Stam Mishnah here is like Rabbi, right? Because it says that you can't do ktsira b'yom, even though the Mishnah says doche shabbat, and we're dochem nitchak to say that it's talking about the akravat omer, not ktsira omer. So Stam Mishnah Menachot says that ktsira b'yom is good. Stam Mishnah Megillah, who's authored by Rabbi Elazar b'Rabbi Shimon, says ktsira b'yom is pasul and no good. So now the Gemara connected the two things and said, well, if Ktzirat Omer is Docha Shabbat, then certainly it cannot be done during the day. That during the day it's Pasul. So Gemara connects those two. So what's interesting, and which is very problematic, is the way the Rambam paskin. The Lecha Mishnah raises this with regards to the Rambam, but listen to the halachos of the Rambam. This is the Rambam, Hilchot Tmidim Musafim, Perek Zayin Halachaba. Mitzvah Toli Katzir Balayla, Pelo Shivasar, Ben Bechol, Ben B'Shabbat. So what it is, Docheta Shabbat. Halacha Zayin, Bechol Alayla, Kosher L'Ktzirat Omer, like the Mishnah in Megillah. Vim Katzur Bayom, Kosher, the Mishnah in Menachot. So the Rambam, Posech HaShnei Tzipim, says it is Docheta Shabbat, but it's also Kosher Bayom. So that's the Rambam Mishita, and that's very interesting, because the Rambam himself now is taking two tzadim over here. He's taking Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, who says that it's Docheta Shabbat, not like Rabbi, but he's also holding like Rabbi that it is Kosher Bayom. So how do you reconcile that? The Recha Mishnah raises it with the Tosafot as well. That's a very interesting issue, because now, let's think about this. There is a machloket between the Bahag and the Balei HaTosafot. Really, it's the Chachmei Ashkenaz. About what's the din if one forgets to do Sfirat HaOmer Balayla? Are you allowed to count during the day? We saw before in the Gemara that the Gemara connected between Tzira and Sfira and not to Avat HaOmer. There were three things that had to be done. It was Tzirat HaOmer, Sfirat HaOmer, and Havat HaOmer. The Gemara says, I have psukim that are soter each other. I have one is, Echel Mechamesh Bekamah, when you do the Ktzira, you start the Sfira. Another pasuk says, Beyom Aviyachem, during the day. Also another pasuk says, Tmimot, that it must start Tmimot, and be done at night. So Gemara said in the end, Sfira v'Ktzira v'Laylo, Hava Bayom. Sfira and Ktzira at night, the Havat HaOmer is during the day. Ah, what about Beyom Aviyachem? You have to start from there. It's still Beyom Aviyachem. Beyom Aviyachem doesn't mean you start from the time you bring the Omer. It just means on the day you bring the Omer, you must start counting. Well, at night, it's still the day that you bring the Omer when you bring it the next day. That was the conclusion of the Gemara. The Gemara is clear that it connects between Sfira and Ktzira. So therefore, the Bahag says, and this is the halacha of the Bahag, I'll quote you the Bahag. The Bahag is misquoted. Throughout Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Bahag is misquoted. That's by the Rav Yah. The Or Zeruah and the Balei Tosfot all misquote the Bahag
I'll read you the Baag. I'll tell you why I think they misquoted him. Here's the halacha of the Baag. Rabbi Yehuda Gaon Hachi Amar Heicha De Lo Mana Omer Lailo Kama Lo Mane Sharle Levuta. He quotes from the Tshuvas Agonim, which we have here, which is Rabbi Yehuda Gaon, that says if you don't count on the first night of the Omer, you can't count the rest of the nights. So that's what he quotes. My Taima. He says the Beina Sheva Shabbatot Tmiot Velelot. You need Tmimot, so you must start the count exactly from then. Aval B'Sharle Levuta. Rest of the night, you don't count at night, you can count during the day. That's the Shita Rabahag. It seems to be the Shita Goyim of Rabbi Gaonim, of Rabbi Hudai Gaon as well. Which is that the only one that requires Tmimot and Laila is the first one. Now, why is that? And the Balei Tosfa, many of the Chachmei Ashkenaz go, what do you mean? Mansha. If you have to do it Tmimot at night, then every day should be at night. If you could do the other days during the Yom, the first night also you can do during the Yom. What's the difference between them?
So shall we come to be what means in 7 weeks. That means the beginning of that 7th period has to start.
Okay, very good. So that's the answer of the Baag. Exactly. That's the Baag Shita. The Tmimot means that you have to do everything. You must start it at that moment. Tmimot must be started at night. Afterwards, everything in between you can do. You just have to get the count in. Baag believes that Tmimot believes the whole sphere as a whole. But Tmimot must be started. Sphira can only be started at a time that would make it Tmimot. Afterwards, you have to do a sphere each day. The Baag believes if you miss one day of the sphira, you're out. Why? Because you need Tmimot. You have to have it, every day must be counted through the whole period. So that's why Tmimot means start on time, do the sphere on time. That Bahag is probably what all the Chachmei Ashkenaz saw. And what does the Bahag say? The Bahag says, Dolo mana meurta, mani biyomama. You don't count at night, you count during the day. When we count during the day, does he say how to count? With a bracha, without a bracha? Doesn't mention it at all. So all the Chachmei Ashkenaz quote the Bahag as saying, oh, you can count during the day without a bracha. But that's not Shita the Bahag. Shita the Bahag believes that just like at night you have tzira, but yom, it's also kshir. And that's the other Bahag. The Bahag's found in another place. The other Bahag says, and I'll read it to you. If you'd missed it and didn't make a bracha at night, make a bracha during the day. That's the Shita of the Baag. It makes sense. The Baag believes that during the day is kashir, just like night. So if it's kashir during the day, just like night, that means at night you can make a bracha. During the day, you also make a bracha. The only exception to that rule is the first night. So based on that, the Baag believes, and what the Baag is clearly saying, is that he holds like our Gemara here. He's holding like the Stam Mishnah in Menachot. The Stam Mishnah says that Ktsir B'Yom is kashir. If Ktsir B'Yom is kashir, then also Sfirat HaOmer B'Yom should be kashir. And that's what the Baag holds. The Baag holds, number one, that you can do Sfirat HaOmer during the day, bibracha. Number two, he says that you have to do Tmimot. Tmimot has two issues. One is the first night must be at night. The second one is if you miss any day during the Omer, you're out. Can't count anymore with the bracha. The Chachmei Ashkenaz argue on him. The Balei Tosfot bring it. All the Chachmei Ashkenaz hold, quote him wrong, argue on him. And say, number one, we don't hold like the Stam Mishnah in Menachot. We hold like the Stam Mishnah in Megillah. Stam Mishnah in Megillah says, Ktsira v'layla v'ktsira v'yom. Well, why? What's better? Why? Here in Inyana. Inyana, the Sphira is here. Why won't you pass them like the Stam Mishnah in the Makom? The answer is that we have this principle that whenever you have a Stam Mishnah that gives halachot psukot, we pass them like that Stam Mishnah. So we have that in Baba Kama, we have that in Baba Metzia. Wherever you have a list of items that are a Stam Mishnah has a list of items that are all halacha, we pass them like that Stam Mishnah. The Mishnah Megillah is exactly that. It's a list of items. These things are kosher b'yom, these things are kosher b'layla. It's a list. And they're all halachot psukot. And therefore the Balei HaTosfot heavily favor the Mishnah in Megillah. Because of that, that's not Mishnah Megillah. Number one. Number two, they say we believe that Ktsirat HaOmer is Dochet HaShabbat. If Ktsirat HaOmer is Dochet HaShabbat, that means that b'yom is not kasher. Because you have to hold, that's like Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Shimon, who holds that it's Dochet HaShabbat. If you hold it's Dochet HaShabbat, it means also you believe that b'yom is not kasher. So from that, the Balei HaTosfot would say, you count at night, that's the only time you can count. Counting during the day is nothing. But the Balei HaTosfot also have a different shita, which is, they quote the Bahag about this, if you miss a day, and they say, Vilan Vira, what are you talking about? You miss a day, you can't count. So he said, they say, no, Tmimot means that you must count at the beginning of each and every day. Tmimot doesn't mean the whole set has to be Tmimot, like the Bahag, but rather, Tmimot means each night must be done at the beginning of that night. And therefore, they believe, that's what they quote the Gemara that we had on Samach Vav. Tmimot means you must count at the beginning of the night. That's what the Gemara says about Tmimot. So they say that means every and each night has to be done at the beginning of the night. That's the only thing that Tmimot demands. That means no counting during the day, number one. And number two is if you miss a day, next mitzvah is next night, do the next night. There's no din of Tmimot over the whole period. Just each day must be done Tmimot, which means at night. So therefore, the Tosfos Bavli, Tosfos come out with the Shita, that you can't count during the day, and if you miss a day, you're allowed to keep counting the next night, bibracha. With a bracha, even if you miss a day, because there to be mote is defined this way. Now there's an interesting, the Rav Yah quotes, there was a real quote, says Rabbi, the Rav Yah says this, that he wanted to say that if one forgets, the Yorzeru is the Talmud of the Rav Yah, quotes the Rav Yah, these are the Chachmei Ashkenaz. So he says over there that his Rebbe wanted to say, if you forgot to count at night, that during the day don't make a bracha. Then he says, nearly, he said that he doesn't say this aloha, but he thinks that this should be the case, that during the day, you should make it with a bracha. Because he says, Spirit Omer is Deoraita, and a Nesafek Deoraita, we go to Chumrah. And so the right to the Chumrah means even bibracha, he says. Just like by Shmon Esrei. If you miss Shmon Esrei at night, you're allowed to say it twice during the day. And also other things he quotes over there, that we have a bracha doraita, we have a suffix bracha doraita, you're allowed to make the bracha again.
This is okay, but in the morning you
Also, it's not like in Birkas HaMazon, that's the mitzvah itself.
Right, so now the Gemara there quotes Emet B'Yotziv. It's possibly doraita, and therefore since Emet B'Yotziv is called doraita, that the suffix you'd have to say it over again if you missed it. So the Gemara, you see when a suffix in a bracha, then you have to go over it. Your tainos are very good tainos. Number one is that you touch tevilas tashlumim. Number two is by bracha, the ikar bracha is the mitzvah. I swear that may not be the case. Now that may not be true because of the levush. The levush says that the bracha is chelik min mitzvah, and therefore by svira the bracha might be part of the mitzvah because you need to have a dat that you're being so fair. And the bracha is what generates the dat that you're being so fair, and therefore, possibly going to the levush, you shouldn't answer amen to the bracha until after it counts. You say the bracha count and then answer amen because it's all one unit. It's not a separate unit. All right, that has to do with Shemaya Kaona, which we've discussed in the past, whether the bracha can be Shemaya Kaona. But anyway, that's a possibility. Because of that, he says, listen, either it's a Safek Doraita, and we go to Chumrah and should make the bracha. Oh, what about all the other people, the Tosfot, we know that say that's all Derabanan, it's not Doraita. Well, the ones who hold that it's Derabanan also hold that Tmimot don't demand that it be the whole time. So the enemy Manos, the Balei Tosfos believe you can don't have, if you miss a day, you can count the next day anyway, you can count the next day with a bracha anyway. So he wants to suggest that, anyway, you should be able to make it with a bracha, you shouldn't have to worry about it. I'm sorry, the Ritz Geut, as well as the later on, the Shibboleth Aleket, both quote a Shita to Gaonim from, I think it's from Avram Gaon. Isn't this Shita? Chula Gonim, Matsati Mandi Shtale Velo Berech Balaila Rishon. President who didn't make a bracha on the first night, Mivarech Balaishani, he makes a bracha on the next night. Vamar, Di Itmal Havachad Bumra, Vyomadein Train Bumra, and today's the second day of the Omer. The next night you can say, yesterday was one, today is two. Vim Shum Tmimot, Bishvui Hevi. What about Tmimot? Oh, you get it in the weeks. You missed one of the days, that's fine, we get Tmimot is in the weeks, not in the days. That's an unbelievable Shita to Gonim. That here we have another din in Tmimot. The din in Tmimot is only on the Shavuot and not in the Yamim. And what about the fact that you need a Sphira? Sphira means sequential. Oh, no problem. You just say yesterday was this and today is that. And therefore you keep up the Sphira be Yamim. Right, if you miss the first two nights, then I think maybe, I don't know if you could say, yes, 2 days ago was one, yesterday was two, today is three. You still have Tmimot of Shavuot.
Okay.
Yeah, because the weeks are the one that you have to go. I don't know if it's 2 days. He doesn't mention it. It's an interesting question. Right, so then if he forgets it in a week, it might be much more problematic. All right, so therefore, the halacha, what comes out is, shachot velo birach belailu. If he forgot, he didn't make a bracha at night. Yispor bayom belo bracha. Yispor bayom belo bracha is not meikar din, that's me din safek. That's why it doesn't make sense that they all quote the Bahag that way. The Bahag believes you do make a bracha. Tosfos says you can't count during the day, so you can't make a bracha. So we have a safek. So what do we say? Count without a bracha. And then, the next night, you can continue counting, because Mimonov Shach, you're okay. Either going to the Bahag, you counted during the day, and now you're allowed to count during the day, you continue the next night, and therefore you have Tmimot. Going to Bali Tosfot to say you can't count during the day, they also don't believe Tmimot means you have to get every day. Each night is Laila Bifnei Atzma. And therefore, according to them, you can count the next night, Mir Brocha, Mimonov Shach. Now, Im Shach Levarech Bechad Mea Yamim, Sofer B'Shar Yamim, you're allowed to count the rest of the days below bracha. You have to count without. If you miss one whole day, then you have to count without a bracha because we're choshesh, the shita of the Bahag. And therefore you can count, like the Balei HaTosfot, but you don't make a bracha because we're choshesh the shita of the Bahag. Aval im humus supak, if you have any safek, im dileg yom echad velo siper, yispor shar b'mayimot b'bracha. If you have any safek that you've counted, you can count the rest of the days b'bracha. Why? Any safek in Sefirat HaOmer is automatically a sfek sfeka. Because you have a safek. On top of that, we have a safek. So, for instance, he's not sure if he missed the day or not. Maybe he didn't miss the day. Maybe he did it all right. And therefore, he can continue counting. Bibracha. Even if he missed the day, maybe the halacha is like the Balei HaTosfot, that when you miss a day, it's okay. So every safek in Sefirat HaOmer is automatically a safek safek, and you can continue counting. Bibracha. That's how we paskin. Because of that, we paskin in that safek safek like that. The Rav asks this question that we mentioned before in the Rambam. as well. He quotes it on the Bahag. He says, "Hinei nechol kuar rishonim imevshar nisfar lami b'yom v'ayim betosvot shekadvu the time of the Bahag diyachos bar b'yom hi mishum gam tzirat omrik sher b'yom l'chor zekash lavin defi devarenu da'afim tzira b'yom kasher mikom makom lokeim mitzvat tzira." Even if tzira is during the day, that's b'diavad. It's okay. It creates what you need. You get the end result, but you haven't done the mitzvah. Even according to the one who says that tzira b'yom is kasher, that's b'diavad. It's not considered the mitzvah tzira. It's just that it is tzira. Now you could argue against the Rav and Rav Soloveitchik and say, no, that it is. Ketzira b'yom is a regular ketzira. On the other hand, the way he establishes that ketzira b'yom is good enough for the Omer, but it's not mitzvah ketzira. So then how, according to the Bahag, can you count during the day? So he wants to suggest over here that Sfirat Omer have a kineged mitzvah ketzira. How could you have that be that he counts during the day? So maybe b'mef sharp demet sfirat b'hag de mitzvah ketzira omer have a kineged havat omer nami. It's kineged the ketzira and the havat omer. To that, you can do in the havat omer is during the yom. And how do you know that? Because we have two psukim. One pasuk says, "Usvartan lechem miyom aviyachem." And Ray, we have Shem Shabbat Modiyani Mechal Hamesh Bekama. One of them says from the Tzira. One of them says miyom aviyachem. So the Sfirat Omer is like both. And therefore, you'll be able to count both at night and during the day. At night because of the Ketzira, during the day because of Havat Omer, with the Brach, according to the Bahag. But one, not because Ketzira B'Yom is Kasher, and it's a real Ketzira. That's how I would have read the Bahag. That says, no, that Ketzira B'Yom, according to everybody, is not a real Ketzira. You're allowed to do it, but it's not a real Ketzira. Then, why can you count during the day? Because of Havat Omer, the connection to Havat Omer, you're allowed to count during the day. That will also solve the Rambam. Rambam Paskins is Doche Shabbat, and says that Ketzira B'Yom is Kasher. Ketzira B'Yom is Kasher is right. You're not Mekayim Mitzvah Ketzira, but on the other hand, you are, but it's good enough for the Omer. Therefore, on Shabbos, it's Doche Shabbat, because you can do Doche Shabbat when it is a Mitzvah of Ketzira. That maybe is how you can answer up the Rambam. It's not clear, but maybe that way. All right, so that's the end of the Perek. Let's quickly start the new Perek. Svelu Menachot Nipatzot V'Sherem L'Kohanim. These are Menachot that have a Kumitza taken one of them, and the remainders are the Kohanim. Minchat Solet, Machavat, Marcheshet, Achalot, Verakikim, which are the Mafet Anor. Okay, all those are minchot, minachot nidavot that are mentioned at the beginning by Yikra. Minchat ovdei kochavim of a non-Jew. Minchat nashim, women. Minchat omer, which was over here. Minchat choteh and minchat kinaot. All of those have a komets taken off of them. If you look here, the list has 10 in them. The 10 minachot that are mentioned over here, those that are excluded, for instance, are minchat nisachim and minchat kohen. Those are the two that are missing from the list. Shimon Omer, Minchat Choteh Shel Kohanim, Nikmetzet. That by the Minchat Choteh of a Kohen, even though a Kohen's Mincha is Kalil, nevertheless, by a Minchat Choteh of a Kohen, it's Nikmetzet, the Komets Karev Latzmon Shim Shirayim Karev in Latzman. For Kohen, you take off the Komets, but it's Kalil that both of them are put on the Mizbeach. Both the Komets and the Shirayim are put on the Mizbeach, but you still have to take off the Komets. There's a Ktivrad Rashi and then the Rashi, which is an indication before that the Rashi that we have here is questionable whether it's Rashi or not. Over here, they even have a Ktiv Yad Rashi, which is, again, I'm not sure of all the origins here, but it seems like there's questions as to whether the Rashi on here is really Rashi, and that's why the Ktiv Yad is brought down. Amar Papa, who Heched Etznan, Eser Etznan. Every time we have a Mishnah here, it lists out 10. So before we said 10, meaning that it says Chalot and Rikikim, Chalot 10 Chalot or 10 Rikikim. Over here, you can't say that. The other interpretation, we said that there are 10 Menachot mentioned over here. Said over here, there's 10 Menachot mentioned, which is my. Kamashmalan, what does that come to teach us? Lafukim Rabbi Shimon. Exclude the position of Rabbi Shimon. Damar mechsa chalot mechsa rikikim, because he really says there'll be 11. You can have chalot rikikim or chalot and rikikim, because Rabbi Shimon believes you can mix and match chalot and rikikim. Yavi kamashmalan delo, that you can't do that. Shirayim lekohenim minalon. How do you know that the shirayim go to the kohenim? Dichtiva ktiva. Wherever it's written that it goes to the kohenim, the shirayim go to them. It's written. Udelo ktiva ktiva. Anything that doesn't have it written that the Shirayim go, it has the Parshin Tzav, V'zot Torata Mincha, Krevotah B'nei Aron. So that the general principle that's mentioned in Tzav is V'natar Rimena Yochu Aron Avanav. That the general principle that we have in Tzav is that whatever's left over goes to the Kohanim, that's Torata Mincha. So Gemara says, now, B'chitin lo kimi b'ilan. I'm not asking about something that's brought from wheat. Ki kami b'ilan ba'seorim. So I have seorim. So ba'seorim nami minik metzet shirel Kohanim. So now, because the Omer has a kmitza taken off of it, so then, Shira the Kohanim. Someone says, "Alibi the Rabbanan lo kmi kamayi b'lan." I'm not asking according to the Rabbanan. Ki kami b'lan, alibi the Bishimon. Da'amar ika mincha demik mitzav lo mitachlo. Because what is the reason that the Rabbanan, you're going to say in their position that if it's so rim and has a kometz taken off it, then it is Shira the Kohanim? Is because we have a binyanav basically. The binyanav is anything that's nikmetzet, Shira the Kohanim. Well, that's true according to the Rabbanan's position, that anything that has a komitz taken off, automatically shirayim go to the kohenim. So to over here, by seorim, when the komitz is taken off, the shirayim go to the kohenim. So that's by the mincha kanaot, as well as by the mincha ta'onen. But according to Rabbi Shimon, who has an example of a mincha that has a komitz taken off, yet the shirayim are not eaten by the kohenim. What's that? The mincha choteh of a kohen. There, the komitz is taken off, yet the shirayim are put on the mizbeach. They're not eaten by the kohenim. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where do you know that from? It's a key come by and leave it to Rabbi Shimon. There are ikam mincha de mikmetzah velo mitachlo. Tetzah, Rabbi Shimon, I'm a mincha de chotesh of kohenim nikmetzet, a komet karev batzman, a shiran karev batzman. Minolan. So that's our Mishnah. So according to Rabbi Shimon, where does he know that from? Mechizgi adam arka. V'cho mincha, v'lo b'shemen, v'chareva, v'cho b'nei aron tiyye. V'meinu ninyan l'blula shel chitim, t'neu inyan blula shel sorim. If we don't need it for a mix of a chitim, put it for sorim. Imenu inyan l'chariva shel chitim, we don't need it for a dried out chitim, t'neu inyan l'chariva shel sorim. What are the two sorim? That's the mincha. Because we have zot torat, a mincha. We already have something that teaches everything about the chitim. So this is an extra pasuk that's found by chita. Imenu inyan l'chita, let's teach about sorim. Number one is the minchat lula is the minchat omer, minchat chariva is the minchat kinaot. It says it will end over there. That's the answer for Rabbi Shimon that he has a manual inyan zeh, tefillah inyan silrim. The Gemara is going to question: is that really open for that drasha? We need it for something else. But up to now, that would be the answer for Rabbi Shimon that he has the extra pasuk by chitim. If it's not necessary by chitim, let us go ahead and use it by silrim. All right, we'll stop over here. Have a good Shabbos.